Thank you, everybody, and thanks for your indulgence. We had held a separate hearing at starting at 6:07, went about an hour. The next hearing on the agenda prior to our public board meeting, this is a public hearing specifically on a conditional use application. So I'm going to call that hearing to order. It is approximately 7:06 p.m. I think just for the benefit of the record, Mr. Crisman, I'll ask you to conduct the roll call.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Ferrato.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo. All right.
So seeing four members are here present and we have four participating via telephone, we have the full board's attention. Item of business for this hearing is the conditional use application number 2023-02 is filed by Hitin Lin Ung of Skybridge General Services, LLC, regarding establishing a short-term rental use on the property located at 911 May Street. I'm going to allow, as we typically do, open it up for Mr. Emmerich to introduce the topic, and then we'll move to Mr. Armstrong, and then if the applicants or their representative are here, we'll ask them to come up to the podium. So, Mr. Emmerich?
Thank you. I'll give a shorter overview of this. As the board is accustomed, I would think at this point, to seeing the short-term rentals as a condition of use. This application is for 911 May Street. Subject property is located in the General Commercial Zoning District. The owner is Skybridge General Services with an address of 10,639 Breezewood Drive, Woodstock, Maryland. The property contains a 1,020 square foot, three bedroom, single family dwelling unit built in 1971. As with conditional uses for short term rentals, there are 15 conditions that are noted in my staff comments. For the use itself, and then of course the standard for other conditions that are required for any conditional use. Of those conditions, I would just like to point out the one, the two off-street parking spaces are required, plus one additional off-street parking space per bedroom after the first bedroom. Parking surfaces must be constructed with asphalt, concrete, brick, paper block, or cobblestone on a 6-inch stone base. Parking spaces shall be delineated by painted lines having a minimum width of 4 inches. In this case, the applicant has not provided the site plan of the property. However, using Google Earth and Dolph County tax maps, it appears that the driveway is 14 feet wide by 62 feet long, which technically would accommodate three vehicles, where four vehicles are required for the three bedrooms. It may be necessary for the applicant to expand the parking to allow a fourth space, and that doesn't seem like an insurmountable adjustment to the property. As always with the conditional use, the board is given 45 days after the last hearing to provide a decision. In this case, the Dairy Township Planning Commission at their meeting on December 12, 2023, recommended that this conditional use application be granted with the conditions listed in my department head section of the agenda item. And with that, over to Pat.
Thank you, Chuck. So this is a public hearing. It's been advertised as such pursuant to the MPC and zoning ordinance of the township. It's a request to proceed with a specialty home under section 225-501.20 in the zoning ordinance at the location of 911 May Street in Hummelstown, Pennsylvania, a specialty home being what is commonly known as a short-term rental. The applicant, Hitin Lin of Skybridge General Services. I'm sorry if I'm butchering that. Can you identify yourself? Are you represented this evening, or are you here by yourself?
I'm the owner.
Okay. So before we get started, like I said, this is an application for a short-term rental at the 911 Main Street location, identified as Dolphin County Parcel Number 24-031-128. Before I mark some exhibits, are there anyone else other than the applicant in the audience this evening that wants to request party status in this hearing? Seeing none, let the record reflect that no one has requested party status. Before I hand it over to the applicant, I will mark some exhibits. We'll mark as Board 1, is the application dated October 23rd, 2023, what we'll mark as Board 2. Is a time extension granted by the applicant dated November 21, 2023. What we'll mark as Board 3 is a copy of the notice of public hearing. What we'll mark as Board 4 is a photograph of the posting of the property advertising this evening's hearing. What we'll mark as Board 5 is a copy of the proof of publication from the Sun. What we'll mark as Board 6 is a copy of the list of abutting property owners that will provide a notice of this evening's hearing. And what we'll mark as Board 7 is a copy of the December 21, 2023 correspondence from the Derry Township Planning Commission with their recommendation. With that, are there any objections to what's been marked as Board 1 through 7?
I don't understand.
Do you object to any of these documents?
No.
Okay. Seeing no objection, they'll be admitted into the record. And before I hand it over to you, just to present your application and testimony to the board, I will just note that the application for a specialty home in Derry Township is governed by the provisions set forth in 225-501.20 of the zoning ordinance. So with that, I think you're going to be testifying, so she'll swear you in, and then you can identify yourself and present your application.
You can come up to the podium.
Thank you.
Just make sure the microphone is pulled close to your mouth, or it's hard sometimes to get to the back. And we'll swear you in. So what we'll do is state your full name for the record, and then begin, and then spell your name for the record.
Would you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. And can you just give us your name and spell it?
Tin Lin Hong.
You can put your hand.
My name is spelled H-T-I-N-L-I-N-N, and then A-U-N-G.
So if you want to just explain to the board what you're here for this evening, what you're asking for, and anything else you feel is appropriate for the board to consider.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, because I've never been this kind of things and going through it in my life. This is my first time in front of the every board members, you know.
We won't imagine any
difficult for me. I came from Asia, so my English might not be good enough, and my understanding might not be good enough. So I'm sorry for that. So today I'm here for the application of the short-term rental of my property, 911 Bay Street, Thomastown, in Derry Township. So I have submitted my application, and then I'm here to get approval from the Board of Derry Township to get approved for that short-term rental.
And so is it for the property located at 911 Main Street in Thomastown?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you're requesting the ability to proceed with a short-term rental use, which is also known as a specialty home, at that location in Derry Township?
Yes, sir.
What I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask you a couple questions based upon the zoning ordinance, if it'll help. Unless the board will have some questions at this point.
No, we're at that.
Okay. It's an existing single-family home, correct?
Yes.
It's an existing residence.
Yes.
Has it been used as a residence in the past?
Before I owned, yes.
Okay. And is the home located at least 25 feet from the other, from the neighboring dwelling unit?
Yes.
Okay. Can you describe to the board the proposed parking spaces or the proposed parking on the property?
Yes. The parking is actually good enough for five cars. If we can expand a little bit about 2 feet to the left side of the house with the existing parking lot right now. But it is now a little bit small to fit 4 or 5 cars. It is now suitable. I mean, it is now enough for 3 cars for sure.
So right now, the driveway can hold three cars.
Yes, actually, this picture is the old picture, and then before I bought it, the previous owner expanded about a 1.5 foot to the left side of the parking lot already.
And for
this side?
Left side.
If you're facing the property.
If you're facing the property on the left side.
So what, and just for the record, what was brought up on the screen, I guess, is from Google Earth, maybe. So you're saying that's not an accurate depiction of what's currently there?
As much as I know, yes. A little bit changes. I cannot say exactly how wide that is, but the previous owner already did it. It is an old work.
Okay. Are you proposing to expand the driveway at all?
If it is necessary to get the permission, yes.
And then I think you said currently the existing driveway as it exists today can hold how many cars can park there?
Four cars.
Are you making any changes to the exterior of the building?
No.
So it's going to stay as a residential appearance?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You understand that there can't be any excessive noise or disturbances associated with the use. Any noise needs to be consistent with the normal residential use?
Yes, sir.
And you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you going to have provisions in your agreements with your tenants, your short-term tenants, that they can't hold events that would bring about disturbances or noise?
Yes, sir.
You're not proposing any additional signage for the property?
No.
Okay. Are you going to be the point of contact for the property?
Yes, I myself and then the manager.
So you are having a management company?
Yes.
Okay, where do you reside?
What is that, sir?
Where do you reside?
In Maryland.
Okay. And you're going to be utilizing a local management company?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you know where the management company is located?
I don't remember her in Hart Township, but she is the cleaner. She is taking care of the house also. She always come in and clean the house, make the beds, and do the laundry and everything every after the guest left. Each booking is finished.
Just one question, sir. Do you own any other properties, rental properties in the township?
Yes, sir.
Are any of them? I don't know. How many? I'll ask you. How many other properties
in Derry Township? Another one.
One. And is that one uses a short-term rental?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you currently in good standing with the township in terms of the way that property, that short-term rental, is operated?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You mentioned about how the inside was going to be maintained. You also have a property manager for like the outside for the grass cutting and things like that, so that's all up to date?
Yes.
Okay. And that's also a local company?
Yes.
Can you give us the name of the company?
LMT Perfection.
What was that?
LMT Lemur Mary Tango.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectionist.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you know how many bedrooms?
It was three bedrooms, but I added two more bedrooms in the basement.
So five bedrooms?
Five bedrooms total right now.
That changes the parking.
Yeah. So, are you familiar with the parking requirement in the ordinance? The parking requirement requires two off-street parking spaces plus one additional parking space for each bedroom after the first two bedrooms. Wait. So, that'd be five, chapter
seven.
Six.
Six.
There's five, there's three upstairs and two downstairs.
So how many total bedrooms are in the house?
Five.
Right, five.
And two outside, off-street apartment, so it's seven.
Two for the first bedroom, one for every subsequent bedroom.
Do you have a plan on how you're going to meet the six parking space requirement?
Yes, sir. If I can expand a little bit to the left side of the parking in front of the house, that will fit all six cars.
So you're not proposing to remove any of those bedrooms?
No, sir.
Okay, so you're proposing to expand the driveway to accommodate six parking spaces?
Yes, sir.
Which would need to accommodate two more than you currently have room for?
Yes, sir.
You currently have room for four?
Yes, sir.
And you're proposing you're going to expand the driveway to make room for two?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have any plans with you this evening showing what you're proposing to do with respect to the driveway?
I don't have any plans with me right now because I did not know exactly how to proceed and what I will what I will need, so I was not prepared for that. I can have a plan, I can have the contractor plan it out, and then and submit that to the township.
Chuck, do you have anything? If that's going to be the case, we would probably need the same conversation as the last year, and you probably have to continue if you're going to submit something showing an expansion of the driveway. But Chuck, if you wanted to add anything at this point.
Right, I want to go back to the bedrooms and the basement. Do they have egress windows?
One has egress window. The other one has a window, but it's small. But I'm not 100% sure because it is existing dwelling, existing unit.
But you said you put two bedrooms
in the basement. It is a bedroom already. They room it, but it was finished. But it is never reported to the township, or I don't know.
For a short-term rental, a bedroom without an egress window will not be permitted.
Okay.
You're having transient people there. We'll figure that out when we do the inspection.
Sure.
But in the present state, I would say that we'd probably be looking at a four-bedroom property now. So maybe a continuance is a good idea until we can get in and examine the property.
So do you understand what we're saying?
Yes,
given the fact that you're going to have to propose some expansion of the driveway to solidify the bedroom situation, what we're discussing, Mr. Ong,
yes,
is continuing this hearing to either the next board meeting or the following. I'm not sure exactly how the schedules are going to line up, but continuing the hearing to give you an opportunity to provide the township with whatever your plan is on the driveway. And for you to, I guess, for the township to get a little better understanding as to those basement bedrooms. Okay, are you agreeable to a continuance at this point?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you agree to waive any time requirements associated with the application, the holding of the hearing, the issuance of this decision?
No, sir.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments?
Ms. Young, I have one comment. I was reading through the Planning Commission minutes, and they mentioned the fence because of the proximity of the property to the railroad. And it looks like in pushing this forward to us, they made a motion that the applicant should put a fence in the back. So I don't know where that stands with us. I mean, I don't know if that's just a recommendation or a requirement, but that was part of the Planning Commission notes.
Are you agreeable to installing a fence on the property as recommended?
The property already has a fence.
Or both has a fence.
Or maintaining the existing.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
Oh, I do have a question. There was some confusion in the Planning Commission in reviewing the minutes about a fence. Is there a fence on the property? Chuck, was that confirmed or denied? Is there a fence? Did you just talk about that while I was reviewing the I'll get my time capsule and go back 4 minutes. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Thanks for texting me, Corrado. No, me. I blame you.
You're welcome.
We don't have any further questions. Thank you very much. We will continue this.
Are we going to continue it to your very next meeting?
Well, we'll continue it until...
The reason I say that is if we continue it to a date and time certain, we may not have to advertise it. If we don't have a date and time certain, we may have to advertise it.
Our next meeting is when, Chuck? It's like
February 13th.
Yeah, February 13th.
Do we have time?
Ms. Durham, do you think that's enough time between now and February 13th to iron out some of the issues with Mr. Emmerich that we were just talking about?
For the completion or to discuss with
just to either present a plan for what you're going to do or agree that maybe you agree, okay, I won't try to turn it into five bedrooms because I'm not going to pay for egress window. If the next couple of weeks is enough time, we'll set this for our next hearing date, which would be about almost 3 weeks from now.
That's enough.
Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. So then with that, I would say, Pat.
So we're going to continue this hearing on this application until February 13th, 2024, here at the Derry Township Municipal Building at 7 o'clock p.m.
We have a 6 o'clock hearing already.
So, do you understand that, Mr. Allman?
Yes, sir.
This hearing is being continued until February 13th, 2024, at 7 o'clock, right here in this room at the Derry Township Municipal Building. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And so, before we conclude, we have to ask, is there any public comment, anybody wishing to place comment into the record about the subject of this hearing? If so, this is the time and place to come forward. All right, I'm seeing no one coming forward, so we're going to close that visitor public comment session for the hearing. And at this time, we will adjourn this hearing and move on to the next item. Thank you. It's a fair warning.